In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first time an infant or a child gets sick breaks your heart. He only knows that something is wrong and that you should fix it. But you can't explain to him that he's sick or that he'll feel better soon. All you can do is feel horrible that he knows that you should fix it and is scared because you aren't. Imagine what it must have been like the first time our first parents got sick. Living in a paradise that perfectly supported their sinless bodies, now they found themselves on the other side of the fall, in a broken creation that worked against them and even their own bodies, failing and dying. Was it a simple sunburn the first time? Maybe the first illness was the flu, a mosquito bite, or something like scarlet fever. After living in paradise, where God had made all things well, now our first parents and their children got sick and were scared and didn't know what to do. In time, they learned what would probably kill them, what might heal them, and what would just be broken for the rest of their lives. And that's pretty much where we're at today. We know a little bit more about what will heal, a little bit more about what will kill, and we're a little bit more sure of what's just always going to be broken in us for the rest of our lives. But too often, we don't know what to do. Then came a man who made all things well. His words were truth, his voice authority. This Jesus knew. He healed the sick, walked on water, fed the multitudes, and cast out the demons. Jesus knew. And so they bring to him a man for whom there is no cure, a deaf man who can barely speak, because like a mother with a sick infant, they don't know what to do. It's broken, and they can't explain it. They only know to bring him to Jesus. When no one else knows, Jesus knows. Only Jesus heals like this. Our daily delusion is that there will always be a cure. Healthcare is big business now, the big hospital right there. When we get sick, our first thought is, what's the cure? And how long will it take? And maybe after that, how much will it cost? People now speak of having access to treatment as a human right. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But it certainly wasn't thought to be so 100 years ago. But now we assume that if there is a treatment, I should get it. Then we are horrified when we discover that often the doctors don't know. They don't know what's wrong, or they don't know why, or they don't know what can be done about it, or whether it might kill us. Because at a certain point, all patients die. The mortality rate is 100%. For all the dosing and testing, pricking and slicing, no physician heals forever. Except for Jesus, a doctor who makes all well? Yes. Only Jesus heals like this. because only Jesus diagnoses the real problem. He knows our frame and knit us together in our mother's womb. He knows. He knows us so well that he is not deceived by the symptoms, but diagnoses the sickness. Sin. Now, I know that sounds obvious. Of course, Pastor, the problem is sin. We all went to Sunday school. We know that. But it really isn't obvious. It's not. If the Holy Spirit didn't tell us so through the Bible, we would be clueless about our sin. We would. If sin was so obvious, if it was so obviously the root problem, people wouldn't be so shocked to hear it when the lab results say, you're dying. We would have known that the wages of sin is death, but it always comes as a shock. If sin were so obvious, people wouldn't be so shocked to learn from shootings and war and whatever horrific event is on the news that there is such thing as evil. And not only that, but your heart is capable of it too. This shock and disbelief is why, after some evil event happens, the news cycle is consumed with questions and experts trying to reason out why, what went wrong, did this man sin or his parents to make him like this? What's the explanation for why someone shot up a room full of people? People ask these questions quite naturally because they don't recognize that humanity is thoroughly corrupted by sin since the fall and apart from the new birth of the Holy Spirit in baptism. Apart from God making us new, that is us. They want to believe, though, that we are born good and that it's really something in society, not in us, that is to blame. Of course, we wouldn't want to deny that there can be secondary reasons for evil. But the real reason, the root cause, is this: our sin. The fact that evil is real, and it's not getting better, and it hasn't gone anywhere. The people who brought the deaf man to Jesus knew that his problem was for real. They were not under any illusion that an ordinary physician or treatment could help him. They did not think that the evil of his deafness and not being able to hear his mother say, I love you, would just get better if only they would give it more time. And besides, the deaf mute didn't need to be made better. He needed to be made well. So they brought him to Jesus, the only one who can heal like this. But many people today are convinced that we are evolving, we are progressing, things will get better if only we give it enough time, if only we elect the right people, if only we invent the right technology. We know today, that we are better the same way that children know they are better than their parents. We know better now. We have better hospitals now. We have machines now. We have better political theory now, better education, better conveniences. We are so convinced that we are better that we have lost the right estimation of our sin and its grip not only on the world, but on our lives. Tell me, is humanity today better at being content? Are fewer tears shed today than in years past? Have people recently stopped speaking ill of their neighbor? Has the mortality rate this week dropped even one tick below 100%? Are dead children given back to their mothers? Only Jesus knows. Only Jesus heals like this. Only he has the blood that cleanses us from sin. Our sin is in our blood. Only by substituting his blood will we be cured. Only he is the resurrection and the life. That is why the crowd exclaimed, "He has done all things well." Only Jesus heals like this. He still does. He is still speaking his ephphatha, opening our ears to his life-giving word. The devil wants our ears to be stopped up. He shoves them full of ideas and worries and idolatrous thoughts. He binds up our tongues, makes us sluggish to pray. But unlike the deaf mute that Jesus miraculously healed, we don't even realize it. That's the universal human condition before God calls us through the gospel. People are deaf, but they think they can hear. People are mute, but they think they can speak plainly. They don't understand a word God says, and they don't know what they are talking about either. Such is our native spiritual condition. As we heard in Bible class this morning, St. Paul writes, "But the natural soul of man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are discerned by the Spirit." The deaf mute had this advantage, that he knew he could not hear. He knew that he could not speak, and he knew that only Jesus could heal him. Understanding your helplessness is necessary if you're going to be helped. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. He would murder us Christians if he could. He marks his prey and plots and deceives us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. He convinces people that they do not need help, that their hearing is just fine, that what they speak is right and good, and they cannot comprehend that they are evil. They see evil, they commit evil, and they explain it away. But God's word unpacks our ears to hear and looses our tongues to confess. We believe what God teaches us in the Bible, and we confess it. The Bible is his word. It is perfectly true. It contains no errors, and more than that, it is powerful. It does what it says. It gives what it promises. The grace it describes is the grace that is given to you today. It is the power unto salvation. It is the truth by which our sins are forgiven, and we are rescued from the power of evil. In the beginning, it was by God's word that he made all things well, very well. And now this same word has come into your ears and makes you well. When the aspirin kicks in, it is the word which made the aspirin to work the way it does that heals you. When the treatment at the hospital works, it is God's word that makes you well. And when the doctors don't know, And when the medicine fails, and when your last hour comes, Jesus still knows. He died to forgive your sins. He rose to give you new life. You follow him through death into glory. He knows your death and will take you to himself. He will raise you up on the last day and make all things well. Only Jesus heals like this. Come, receive the medicine of immortality in his flesh and his blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.